We are learning Mesechus Erevin, Daf Samech Ches, Samech Beis, and we are beginning 11 lines from the top by Gufa. We are going to continue the discussion. As Machlokes Rav Shmuel, if Mevatlim Vechoyzim Mevatlim. That means the classic case is you have five people in one courtyard, and one guy forgot to make an Erev. The halacha is that he forgot to make an Erev, so he's asking everyone, he can Mevatl his Rishus in the Chatzah to the other people of the Chatzah. But the halacha is then he can't carry out from his house to the Chatzah. It's also for him, because he gave away his ownership in the Chatzah. And the shaila is, could they mevatel back his rishus to him? So it's machlokes. Gufa Rav Amar mevatel mechoyz mevatel. Rav Alji could do that. The other bnei chotzer give it back to him. Shmuel Amar im mevatel mechoyz mevatel. They cannot return his chotzer to him on that Shabbos, and it's done deal. He gave it away. It's done deal. Lema. So we had before, maybe one pshat of machlokes, maybe another one. Now we're going to try a third pshat. Lema Rav Shmuel. But plukta the Rabban Rav Elazar. Maybe the beer machlekes Rav Shmuel is. It's totally machlekes Rabban Rav Elazar. Kamiflegi. What's machlekes Rabban Rav Elazar? We had it at the end of the second parak. Machlekes Rabban Rav Elazar is like this: when someone's a vatal as chatzah, like in the case we gave you, there's five people in the courtyard, and one going to make an erev, so he gives away his chatzah. Does he give away his bias also, or not? And what's the difference? He gives away his bias. It gives away his bias. He can't carry out. He can't. Then if he gives away his bias, then they could carry from his house to the chatz also, because his house belongs to them. So it's machlokes. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he gave away his house also. According to the Rabbanon, we had this before us a little bit, a few ago. Rabbanon, for the Rabbanon, he did not give away his house, only gave away the chatz. So Rabbi Eliezer also gave away the house also, and Rabbanon only gave away the chatz. Everything do brittle.
I need something to do in my house.
If you're Rabbi Eliezer. Fear of the Yazza. Fear of Bonn, not because the house still belongs to me personally. Fear of Bonn belongs to me personally. So the Mara says, maybe that's the Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Lema Rav Shmuel booked over Rabban Rav Yazza. The Rav Domek Rabbanon. Rav also Rabbanon that you're only Mevatel the Chatzar. So you're only Mevatel the Chatzar, so you're still a Ben Chatzar technically. You still have a house here. So then he give it back to me because I don't live somewhere else. I still live here. But Shmuel, Domek Rav Yazza. Shmuel holds a Rav Yazza. When you give away your chatzah, you give away your house. If you gave away your house, now you live in Mars. You don't live here. So if you don't live here, you can't give me back the chatzah. So if Shmuel, you can't give back because I don't live here anymore. According to Rav, your bias is still here. That's maybe the machlekes. So tomorrow, no. You could be chaylik on the whole thing. Omalok Rav. Another Amri, I who hold, you could go back and give back to me. Another Amri, Philip Rav Eliezer. Even if Rav Eliezer says, I gave away my house, you still can give it back to me. Why? I'd come to come Rav Eliezer, also in the Vatlo Rishus. He says someone who gives away his chatzah, he gives away his bias also. Why? There's no such thing as a house. We're at a courtyard. Therefore, we say if you gave away your courtyard, you gave away your house also. But that doesn't mean I don't live here anymore. Lemaisa, I'm here in the chatzah. Lemaisa, this is the place where I live. You're right, I gave away. But it's not mamash chatzah acheres. I'll read you Rashi says. To make me into another ben chotzer, the Lord limtzi l'mahadav kulei shusim yom. I didn't say already. That much I didn't say. I gave away my house in my chotzer, but I still live here. I'm still here. So I can even hold like the man the Omar, who holds that you gave away the house and still you can make bittul back. Meshmul says the opposite. Another time, filler rabbanu, who only gives away the chotzer. I can't come on a chotzer. I'm elamai the bottle. That you only vati the chotzer, not your bias. But what you invatel, the ma'aser you mustalak from chatzah at all, and maybe you call it ben chatzah acheres. That's what Shmuel says. Even if you're a bona, maybe I'm still called ben chatzah acheres, even if I retain my house. The top Tosef speaks out. The Gemara could have said, different pshat. The Gemara could have said, Shmuel says, I hold that your bona only gave away the chatzah. Ah, you're ben chatzah. You're right, you are ben chatzah maybe. But that's chuchav etlulah, you can't do it. That's the Gemara could have said. We just said before, there's a svara that the rabbanans are chuchav etlulah. So you could have answered that. Top Tosef. Have a month limit, time to learn them, have a milli rabbanon kichup of a tulah. That's the Taptai speaks out. Like upon him, the Gemara said that it's not muchach to say that machloikis Rav Vishmuel is the machloikis Rav Yezev of the rabbanon. Now the Gemara is bringing another machloikis to Noyim and say maybe that's the machloikis, maybe I told you this machloikis also of Chorizim of Akum. Omer of Acha, Bachan of Rav Sheshis, Ketanoyim, the machloikis to Noyim, which is brought in the Mishnah, next Mishnah, Samach Tesim of Beis. The halacha is that if someone gives away his rishus, and then he takes it back, he can take it back on Shabbos. If he goes down and uses it, it's like he's taking it back. And pashtus, if the other people take it already, they can't take it back anymore. But that'll be a discussion with Samach Tas. Pashtus, if the other people take it, then he can't take it back. Well, let's say that the other people didn't go use it yet. So the shaila is, if I go and take and use it, did I take back my bittul? That's the shaila. So the Mishnah, it's machlokes exactly how you can take it back. So it says the Mishnah like this later on. Mishnosan Rashusai. That means, let's say, in this case, I'll just give it names because it's easy to understand. Let's say Rava, who lived in the courtyard, let's say, in a case like that, he gave away his chasid to other chavra. But then, before you know it, he brought out his bike from his house. I don't know, whatever he brought out from his house, Rava didn't have a bike. But he brought a safer from his house to the courtyard. He brought out to his house. Either way, he asks again the chatzah. Why? Because he's showing that bittel zishkin bittel. I want the chatzah. So if he went out and took something out of the house, bein b'shoyge bein mezid oiser. Did Rabbi Rabbi don't know, but mezid oiser, but shoyge is not. B'shoyge ain't oiser. So what's the machlekes? Machlekes b'shoyge. What's the biar machlekes? My lab hakem efigi. The marasav on vatlam choizim avatlam. Rabbi Meir holds that you're choizim avatlam. Why? Because he holds when I give away my rishus, I'm not masulik legamri, and therefore even b'shoyge it comes back. So therefore, I got a bit of law. So you give it back to me. I'm not masulik. I'm not mamish away from this chotzer. And that's why even b'shoygig, I can take it back. That I am masulik, and therefore b'shoygig, I don't take it back. I have amazed why I take it back. Rashi speaks out. I'm amazed kulam moida. The afigav the stalak like even the hoder. The lois zavne didn't really sell it. And once you went out b'mazed, it's clear. I'm saying I want to take it back, and that you could do. B'shoygig, the Shabbos is taking back B'shoygig. You know what B'chaykis is? How much of a siluk you are. So according to Rameyer, he holds that you're not masuluk. You're like Rav, holds choizim v'atlam, and therefore B'shoygig, you taking it back, because you're not masuluk. According to Rav Yehuda, you are masuluk, and therefore B'shoygig ain't oisim. That's what he wants to say. That's what B'chaykis is. The ma'asav v'atlam choizim v'atlam, ma'asav v'atlam choizim v'atlam. Everyone holds, really, you can't take it back. Which means, you are a mesulik. So if you are a mesulik, what can be the tzad that b'shoygi you take it back? It's the chaykes is, if shoygi got the mezik. Myself, a kontz shoygi got the mezik. It's just like a mezik, it's like you take it back. Shoygi also, we're making gzeira otu mezik, that's like you took it back. You don't make knas of shoygi got the mezid. So really, you are mesulik. Aim about the chayz about them. But the shail is, if you kind of shoygi got the mezid, if you make knas of shoygi got the mezid. Zok the gemara one more gemara. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Shmuel b'plukta the lezer rabbanon kumefki. He says no. Machlekes of Rav Shmuel is the machlekes of lezer rabbanon. If you gave away your bias or not, and that's the shail. If you gave away the bias, then I'm not here anymore. I'm a ben chatz acheres. If I did not give away the bias, then I am a ben chatz of the day. That's what Rav Ashi wants to learn. What? No. But the Gavin Chalik's Shaggy Mazer, we could say that everyone holds in Vatam Chayz and Vatam. Chalik's is constant Shaggy at the Mazer. Rav Ashi is going back on the Ikr Machalik's Rav Shmuel, not on Rav Huda and Rav Meir. Going Rav Shmuel, Machalik's of Chayz and Vatam, not Chayz and Vatam. What's the Machalik's? Machalik's is the bias mine or not anymore? If the bias is mine, so then I'm still a ben chotzer. You can give it back to me. I already gave it a bias, you can't give it back to me. That's he learned the biyar machlekes. On kaponim, that's the shaila here in the Gemara with choizim umavatlam. Now we're going to go back to our first Mishnah, where the Mishnah said halacha. Start off with halacha that a goy needs schiris. Erev doesn't work by goy, and bittul doesn't work by goy. The only thing that works by goy is a schiris. That's what the Mishnah started off. And then the Mishnah said, a maisa but stuki all of a sudden. Stuki is not a nachri, not a kusi, because Rashi's kusi is a geri, a rais, according to Rav Gamil. Marat brings in the tzeduki, and says the tzeduki was living there, and he told, the tzeduki taka made a bittel, like Rashi learns, and he told us, and Rav Gamil told everyone, right away, take everything you want out to the chatz, and that's where you coin it, and the tzeduki can go get it back. That's what it says. But brings in a story of tzeduki in the middle, all of a sudden. We weren't talking about tzeduki until now, Rav Gamil wrote a story of tzeduki. So Gamil was going to explain this. Whoever talked about Tzduki, the Tanakam said anything about Tzduki, what's Rabbi Gamil bringing a mice about Tzduki? Who cares about Tzduki? We never talked about it. The Tanakam is missing something. You know, Tanakam is called Tzduki Harei Kanachri. According to Tanakam, Tzduki is like a Nachri. You have to do Shchiris. It does not work. Bittul. Bittul does not work. That's the Tanakam holds. Bittul does not work. Rabbi Gamil Omar, Tzduki ain't a Kanachri. Rav Gamil holds that Tzduki is not like a Nachri. That's what Rav Gamil holds. Rav Gamil, and you could do Bittul, like Yisrael. Bamra Gmil, Stuki basically is someone who's Mechal Shabbos, and he doesn't, but he's a Yid. He doesn't listen to any halachas, but he's a Yid. And therefore, Bittul will work according to Rav Gmil. Bamra Gmil, Maisa Vestuki Akashay Dari Maru, there's one time Vestuki lived with us, Bamavi Rishlaim, and Rishlaim lived with us in the alleyway. Bamalonu Abba, Maru Vaitsiwas Akalim, after the Stuki the Bittul, our father told us, Maru Vaitsiwas Akalim Mavi, bring out the Kalim to the Mavi, Achlo Yaitsi, and before he has a chance to take it out, Vyesa Lechem El Asa on us. Because if he takes out before we take it out, he's like taking it back. So therefore, he held us like Yisrael. You see, we're going to hold those bittul. But Tanya, I'm going to bring a raya. Tanya ben Echusa. Bring a raya from his brayse that Tanakama Taka holds. Tzeduki is like a nochri. But Tanya, Hador im nochri. Tzeduki uvaisusi reila oisrimala. The aser has no choice. He can't do bittul. So you see, the Tanakama holds like that, and that brayse goes weiter. Rav Gamila am tzeduki vaisusi einem oisrim. Umaisav tzeduki echad because they can do bittul. Stuki and Masusi Dafko, Maisu Stuki Echo Shidorim Ragamil, Bemovish Lai, Vamalam Ragamil, Levanov, Ragamil told his children, Beni, Maru Vetsu Mashat Maitsim, bring out what you have to bring out, Vachis Mashat Maknisim, Achelo Yoita Toya Vazav, yes, Lechem, before he has a chance to bring something out, an Aser on you. Shre Bittel Rashush Lechem, because he's a Vatar Rashush to you. Divra Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, a little different, the story of Ragamil, Beloshan Acharis, Maru v'asu tzarchem v'avi asu techshav. Do everything before Shabbos, because once Shabbos comes, v'yesar aleichem. And it's mashma over here that a tzeduki cannot do bittul, which the Gemara is going to ask. That's a steer to the Mishnah, our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to ask on Samach Tesam and Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Look, lashon acheres. Maru v'asu tzarchem b'mavui. Do everything you have to do in the alleyway right now. Actually, techshav before it gets dark. V'yesar aleichem. It's an ass on you because you have no choice of bittul by tzeduki. That's the sounds of Rabbi Yehuda." Which is a different version of the story. Now, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says a lashon, "Maru va'osrechem amavi aslo yoytzi v'yaser aleichem." It's mashma that the only time the tzeduki will ask if he goes out and takes it back. But just Rabbi Yehuda's mashma works even after I do something. But here it's mashma no bittul at all, which the Gemara is going to ask the question. But kaponim, what you see from here is the machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Gamil. If tzeduki is kenochri or any kenochri, according to Rabbi Gamil, any kenochri and bittul works. And therefore, he said, make chazaka in it first before the student comes and takes out and takes back his bittul.